Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Every top Democrat running for president has pledged to abolish all American production of oil and natural gas, shipping thousands of your state's energy jobs overseas. That's all they're doing. But Louisiana will not give them that chance. We are reversing decades of disastrous trade policies.
You know, the president is so spot on with that. Joe Biden just yesterday announced he would shut down all offshore drilling. Like, boom, gone.
Okay.
He's like Elizabeth Warren. Like, where are these people going to work? Just out of interest. If you shut down the entire healthcare system... She actually said earlier this week, well, they can all go work in auto insurance. Like, she's so detached from reality that she thinks those two things are
the same.
Yeah. And they should be closer to being the same, but they're not.
Oh, yeah, they're qualified to do that, then. That's fine.
Everybody in the auto insurance industry is like...
Insurance is insurance.
Wait a minute. Yeah. What are you talking about, Elizabeth? Come on. Hey, happy Thursday morning. 314-241-9797. The phone number's down here. We will get to your phone calls coming up. Find out how you're feeling, what you think's going on. If you listened to any of the president's rally last night, there was a lot of good information in there. And some truth that he's bringing about this whole impeachment debacle. They've now announced that next week they're televising it. Did you hear that? The televising starts next week. So the Democrats will have an opportunity for 24/7 news coverage of whatever leading questions they want to ask people whose sole intent it is to get Donald Trump out of office. It's going to be a sideshow. And I'd use a different word there, except I'm on the radio. It's going to be
gotcha.
A sideshow. Let's put it that way. It's going to be a shot show. That's what it's going to be. Anyway, glad you're back with us. Hey, listen, got Senator Josh Hawley coming up here shortly, so be sure and stay tuned for that. I want to mention Brian Kilmeade is going to be coming to town on the 22nd of this month. We're going to have him on live next week talking about his appearance. Every day next week, we are going to be giving away a ticket to that event, which includes a copy of his new book. And I'm hoping that you'll go online there at 971talk.com/events and you can buy tickets to this. It's going to be out in St. Charles at a library out there. It's going to sell out. There's no doubt in my mind about that. The last time he came in, he spoke to a packed room. Mm-hmm. If you are a Kilmeade fan or you're just interested in what's going on in the news, you don't want to miss this. Brian Kilmeade is like, you know, he's like a wind-up toy. You get him started and he just goes. And he's chock full of great information and you're not going to want to miss this. I get the joy of hosting it. So in other words, I get to introduce Brian and just shut up. So that'll be fine. It was fun last time. It'll be fun this time. Plus, if you buy a ticket, and they're not expensive, you get a copy of the book as part of the ticket, and then Brian's going to be there signing books and all that stuff. So November 22nd is going to be on Friday night.
Friday night.
Yep.
Looking forward to it.
We'll all be there.
It's going to coincide with what we're hoping is going to be a special event for our first responders as well, and we continue with our first responder Thanksgiving spotlight a little later in the show this hour. We're going to do that. Every day this month, we're going to be highlighting a different local group of first responders and telling you ways you can help them out if you're in a giving thanks mood this November.
Let's hope you are.
Yeah, I hope everybody is.
Yes.
Is Thanksgiving late this year or
yes,
is it just
is.
Me?
It seems late.
Late in the month. Mm-hmm. Speaking of late, I'm in there talking to Courtney Landrum in the break room a few minutes ago from our sister station at Y98. And she's like, has this time change like altered your life? And I'm like, more so than any any specific time I can think of in the past. I don't know what it is, but every day this week at about 6 or 6:30 in the evening, I feel like it's midnight.
Mm-hmm.
I was
saying the same thing eating dinner last night. It's only like 5:30 and it's pitch black outside.
Just been exhausted. I don't know what to do about it. As I see Sue Thomas in there nodding at me. She works a split shift anyway because Sue's here in the morning and back in the afternoon with Glover.
Oh, yeah, it must be weird now during the afternoon show.
Yeah, we have to figure out the lights. It's a totally different situation. And it affects traffic because, you know, let's say you're taking 44 and it's pitch black in that construction zone.
Oh,
yeah.
So everything backs up. It takes everybody a while to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
But when it looks like it's midnight at 5:30, it's just straight out depressing.
Now it's going to be straight out depressing,
yes.
Pitch black, and maybe single digits at some point in the coming week or so.
Good.
Isn't
terrific.
That great?
Woo. Sounds great.
The polar vortex. Is it? Are they calling it that this time?
I don't know.
I don't know.
There's always a new name
Dave
for that.
We'll
kind of stuff. Yeah, we'll talk
They're
about it.
They're always coming up with some new name for it. In other words, you're freezing your butt off over the next week or so. Just in time for hunting season. It's coming up in a couple weekend, not this weekend, but the weekend after.
So. I know there's lots of complaints about it being dark so early, but it's like the past couple of days, I feel like I've had lots of like time to just kind of like hang out with my girls. Like
some good hunker
like,
down family
yeah, like
time.
We've,
I agree
we've watched
with you.
Some shows uh-huh. together. We were like baking brownies last night. I mean, like I just feel like my time with them for some reason seems longer in the evening, which I like. So I get there's bad things about it being dark early too, but for some reason it's been kind of nice at home this week.
So quick Mark Cox show morning show poll here.
Okay.
Between the four of us in here. Sue, you get to go first.
What?
Would if there was a proposal to change this to just one time all year round, would you be for it or against it?
Totally for it.
You'd be in favor
yes.
of it. Denise?
Oh, I don't know.
No? You kind of like it changing?
I don't mind it.
Okay.
What does the snake think, Denise? That's really what it's
about. That's really what it's about. I'll ask Lainey.
Ask okay. the ball python.
Selfishly, I'd keep it the same.
Yep.
I like it getting dark early because of our hours. Then I don't feel bad if I want to get in bed at 7:30. Mm-hmm. It's been dark for hours.
And that's fine, but would you like it to be that way all year round? Like just one time
like
all year round?
I like the change. I like having both.
You like the change.
I do.
I'm
too.
A Sue. I'd vote to change it.
To have it one
to just
thing.
One time yep. all year round.
Well,
and
okay, if you're picking
this.
One time all year, which one are you picking? That it stays light or longer?
Light or longer.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know.
I'd pick this one because it's going to naturally stay lighter in the summer no matter what. Just
okay.
for our hours.
Yeah,
so
true.
In other words,
yeah.
Just
leave the time. Don't
50,
fall
50.
Back. Don't
yeah.
spring
I'm,
forward.
I'm
just,
with you.
Yeah.
And
no
just
delay.
Let nature take its course.
That's right.
But I can feel. Speaker Nancy. Pelosi is trying to impeach him. I don't mean any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
Senator John Kennedy at that Louisiana rally last night with the president, using one of what has become one of his signature lines. I have to say, I've enjoyed that drop for a long, long time.
It must really suck to be that dumb.
Hey, tell you what, we've got Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri on the line right now. Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
What a joy it must be to work with Senator John Kennedy every day.
You know, I'm going to see him this morning here a little bit on the Judiciary Committee, and I have to say, Mark, I just, every day, I wait to hear what he's going to say. He's great.
That's fantastic. Senator, before we get into a couple of these other issues I want to talk to you about, can we just focus for a minute on this whistleblower issue? Where are you on this? Because I know Senator Paul has called for the whistleblower's name to be used and to be called for testimony.
Well, I've said, listen, I mean, this is an impeachment inquiry. This is different from the whistleblower process. I mean, there is a whistleblower process, Mark, that the Democrats could have followed here. That is the normal process, but they've chosen not to do that. I mean, they chose not to go through that process and to launch this, frankly, illegitimate impeachment proceeding instead. So what I've said is, at least for my part, I mean, I can't control what goes on in the House, but if it comes over to the Senate and we have a trial, I'm going to want to know who the whistleblower is. I mean, I'm going to want to know how else are we going to evaluate the content of and the truthfulness of these people if we don't know who they are. And by the way, the president's team has a right to cross-examine these people under oath as part of any kind of trial. And frankly, I look forward to that. if it gets to that point. So I just don't think you can have it all ways here.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out. Any gray area there as far as you're concerned with the transcript of the president's discussion with the president of the Ukraine? The Democrats want to act like there's some there. I've read it a dozen times, and I still don't understand what their problem is.
No, I mean, I agree with you. And I mean, I had a reporter ask me just the other day, say, well, you know, the president in that call, he directly asked Ukraine to intervene in the U.S. election and so on. And I'm like, what transcript are you reading? That's not the one that I've read. So, I notice now the Democrats say things like, well, maybe the transcript isn't complete, or maybe there's more to this that we don't know. So I think, you know, they know that the transcript alone doesn't say nearly what they want it to say. And that's why they're on this this goose chase to try and find something else that they can pin on him. So, you know, I just come back to the fact that the president's lawyer, unlike every other impeachment proceeding, Mark, in the last century, the president's lawyers have not had access to any of these witnesses. They haven't been able to present any evidence. They haven't been able to cross-examine. So if this comes over the Senate, then the president's lawyers are going to get a chance. They can put on their own witnesses. They can cross-examine people, and I look forward to it.
Very good. Senator, I saw yesterday, I believe, where you called for sanctions against some of these Mexican cartels. Is that something that's, I mean, how difficult is that?
You know, the president has, the administration has the authority under existing law. And what I think, Mark, they can impose targeted sanctions on Mexican officials, government individuals, including freezing their assets, by the way, in U.S. banks. And I think the time has come. I mean, listen, Mexico, especially this new administration in Mexico, they are just not doing their part. I mean, these cartels are now openly slaughtering American citizens. They are flooding our state with drugs. Do you know, the acting head of DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, as it relates to this part of the border, told me day before yesterday, I guess, that methamphetamine interdictions at the border up over 200% in the last 24 months. A lot of those drugs are making their way to the state of Missouri, and we just can't have it, Mark.
Great point. They're doing some things along their southern border, but it's almost like a kumbaya effort with these drug cartels. They want to wrap their arms around them and not take any action at all. It's really disgusting. So thank you for
exactly.
Yeah,
the new president there said that we're going to fight the cartels with hugs. We're going to give them hugs. And now what happens is the cartels are increasingly controlling the country, and it's threatening our people, threatening our Missourians and our security.
Senator, yesterday I heard some of your comments on TikTok and some of these tech giants. What's your concern with that when it comes to how it's affecting our children?
Well, take TikTok, for instance. I mean, it's an app that nobody would guess. I mean, it's such fun, you'd never guess that it is a Chinese-owned company and that all of the data on TikTok, I'm not just talking about the videos, but also TikTok, the app, has access, if you download it, has access to your phone book. It has access potentially to your messages. It tracks other things you do on your phone and around the web, collects all that stuff. And under Chinese law, Beijing, the communist government, can get access to all of that data. And they can use that data. And there's massive amounts of it, Mark, because millions of Americans are having fun on TikTok. They can use that data to build profiles of everybody who's on it. They can use it for facial recognition for their AI military efforts. I mean, this stuff, you listen to this, it's like, that can't possibly be right. But it is true, and this is what's happening. And I think we've got to get the facts out there, and we've got to think about TikTok. We've got to find a way to make sure that Americans' privacy and security is protected.
Very good. I know. I've got about a minute left here, but I know next week you're going to give a speech on foreign policy issues, including this, I imagine.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm going to set out some of my own views about the fact that, listen, we've got these endless wars, these forever wars that have gone on and on now for literally decades. And it's time that we had a foreign policy that's actually organized around the needs and interests of the American people, and especially American middle class and working class. These are the folks who built this country, who pay the bills, the ones who send their sons and daughters to fight and die in our wars. And it's time that we had a foreign policy that honors them and that actually protects America and puts American interests at the front and doesn't involve us acting as the policemen of all the world.
Very good. We'll look forward to that. We'll have you on again to talk about it. Senator Josh Hawley, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Good to get him on here. And that sounds like an America first foreign policy.
al-Baghdadi is dead. You know, if somebody else did that, they'd be talking about it for months. Me, I got about a day out of it from these people, and that's okay.
Very true.
Yeah.
It's
maybe talking about it for months. There'd be a book written on it. There'd be a special on CNN.
Oh, there'd be a movie.
Oh, I know. There may still be a movie, but I love the meme I saw with the president saying, al-Baghdadi is dead and his replacement is, he's dead too. Like that happened overnight.
Do you
that
think
quickly.
If they make a movie about it, they will find a way to vilify President Trump in
of
that
course.
Picture? How do you do that? It'll be interesting to see them twist and turn.
Yes.
The dog's the hero and led by this evil commander in chief. I don't know.
Of course the dog will be the hero. Now
the dog is the hero.
Claiming that he's misusing the dog.
Oh, boy.
Or he's criticizing the dog or something. I don't know.
Oh, he gave the dog a lot of love at that rally.
I know he did. They're giving the dog all the credit. He was joking, and of course, that's the headline the next day.
Uh-huh.
Trump jealous of dog.
Oh, no. He was like, the dog's coming to the White House. Give the dog a break.
Let's get to it. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name
at the top of his list. Dr. Randy Tobler joining us this morning, host of the Randy Tobler Show on Saturday mornings. Randy, how are you?
Doing well. How's it going, Mark?
Going great. Going great. What's going on with you this morning?
I'm at the Missouri Hospital Association convention down at what used to be Tantera. Now it's Margaritaville. I'm struggling getting into Margaritas here and when the snow's falling in St. Louis. You know?
No kidding. How is that place? I haven't been down there since they did the big changeover.
Yeah, it's nice. They really did a nice facelift here, and they've transformed the place. So it's got a nice feel to it. And so there was a it's 5 o'clock somewhere party last night, and I had my bottle of Diet Coke, and it was a very nice thing.
No, I guess no Buffett sightings down there, right? As in Jimmy?
Yeah, I've had about enough Buffett in the first day of the convention. I'm ready for some Sinatra. I want to see, I don't know. No, a lot of Buffett, but it's all on the flat screen.
Well, good, good. You know, we had a story in the news earlier that, and Denise, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but a group of physicians are circulating a petition to get on the ballot
Medicaid expansion. Yeah.
And I'm sure maybe that's part of what you guys are talking about at this convention. Do political issues like that come up down there?
Yeah, they do. No, you know, as you know, on the program, we end up talking probably healthcare, 30-40% of the time, it seems like, some mornings, because obviously it affects people so much, not only as to the treatment of their conditions and keeping people healthy, but also paying for it and how we're all going to figure out how, with an aging population and a workforce that is struggling to keep up with an industry in rapid change with lots of expense involved, you know, how do you make all the ends meet? And so it's funny. I mean, the political side of me is like, this is not a good thing. This is a dangerous thing to keep expanding government expense. On the other hand, people trying to provide the care, when folks walk in and they don't have insurance and they need care, you can't keep the doors open, depending on the percentage of Medicare patients that a facility or a doctor's office has. So it's different in different geographic areas, you know, and from urban St. Louis, inner city St. Louis, all the way to rural Missouri, different rates of Medicaid market percentage. But, you know, those folks need care, and when they walk in, you take care of them. But then how are we going to pay for that? Because I doubt we could. If you went down to your local Dearburgs or Schnucks or, you know, Sam's or, you know, name your retailer and, you know, depending on the facility, you know, 10-15% of your people are uninsured, but yet you got to give them the groceries. I don't think those stores would stay open long. And so these are unsustainable times from the provider standpoint. On the other hand, from the political, you know, taxpayer standpoint, how long can we sustain ever rising cost of publicly funded healthcare? And that's the problem. I think the policymakers they have to look at creative ways of expanding Medicaid, Mark, because if you think about it, a lot of the money that's going from our taxes to DC never comes back to Missouri
right.
in the form of supporting this kind of care. And in 2020, it's going to be, it started at 100%, of the expanded population support was going to come from, 100% of those people were going to be funded by the government in 2014 when the ACA started Obamacare. But in 2020, it goes down to 90% of the expansion. The problem is a lot of folks who were eligible for Medicaid but did not sign up, once Medicaid was expanded, if they signed up, they would not be funded with the new enriched federal funding formula.
Exactly.
And that's where a lot of states have seen a lot of trouble, because suddenly you got these folks who now you're funding at the traditional 40% state rate rather than 10%, and it balloons the state budget. And we know what a struggle it is every year in Missouri, because unlike the feds, we've got to balance our budget.
Well,
right?
So that's the problem. Right. And, you know, and I appreciate the fact that as a physician, you keep mentioning we have to take care of people. But here's the bottom line. You didn't go to medical school and become a doctor just because you wanted to make a ton of money. That there's more motivation to it than that, but there's no way they can expand Medicaid and expand Medicare and make it for all without controlling costs. And the way they're going to do that is by capping how much money you can make and how much money you can charge for procedures, whether or not it covers the cost of those procedures or not.
You're right. And so whether it's a doctor's office or whether it's a facility, a surgery center or a hospital, we've got to figure out a way to do it. The dirty little secret, Mark, and I've been hammering on this for, gosh, it seems like well over a decade now since the whole conversation has come up. We could reduce costs by just letting I think of Milton Friedman, and you're going, what the hell does Milton Friedman have to do with Medicaid expansion and Medicare for? Milton Friedman, the free market economist, said, let the market determine how to best deliver the goods to the consumer. So whether it's a pencil, you go and watch the YouTube video of Milton Friedman describing why central planners shouldn't determine how a pencil is built. And we can do this, Mark. Things that work at Barnes Hospital and Children's Hospital and St. Louis University Hospital and St. John's Mercy, MoBEP, the things that work there to deliver care may not be the same way, the same population, the same technologies that are needed in Troy or, let's say, further out state, And so things change. And this command and control centralized approach is what has got everyone's goat, because the extra expenditures that have nothing to do with patient care are very little. They certainly don't yield the return on investment that it costs your doctor's office, your hospital, name it. To deliver the care. And I'm not talking a robot to do your surgery. I'm not talking about a cardiac cath. I'm talking about the electronic medical record, which now uniformly has been realized as a dismal failure. It has siphoned off patient resources. And I just think that the doctors and patients have to take back control of the system. And that would reduce costs and increase quality. And that's what I fight for all the time. Unfortunately, it's a voice in the wilderness, because the central planners in D.C., and sometimes in Jeff City, just don't get it.
Yeah. No, I couldn't agree more. Well, listen, enjoy yourself, and hopefully you get some Sinatra before the weekend is over.
A day without Sinatra is like Jimmy Buffett without a margarita. I'm sorry.
I got you. Dr. Tobler, thank you. Enjoy yourself.
All right. Thanks, man.
You bet. Yeah, Randy Tobler Show Saturdays right here from 6 to 8. If you're up and about on Saturday morning, check it out. Good information. I have always said, the two people I want to make the most, I don't care how much money they make, is the guy cutting on me in the surgery room and the guy flying my airplane. I just want the most skilled person in that position. We've got to realize that in healthcare reform. Right now, time for our first responder Thanksgiving spotlight.
This is your first responder spotlight.
All right, we are spending this month every day recognizing some of the officers, the firefighters, the EMTs who do the hard work every day, and they're there when you need them. When you call 911, they're going to come. So we appreciate that. Today we are going to turn our attention to the O'Fallon, Missouri Police Department, because we appreciate what they do out there. And Chief Tim Clothier has just joined them earlier this year. And they got a great group. I've been out there many, many times, in the to the police station there over the years when I was a reporter at Channel 4 in the O'Fallon, Missouri Police Department. So thanks for what you do. And let me direct you to our website, 971talk.com/First Responder Thanksgiving. You can find it right there at, under the Mark Cox Show tab, correct?
Correct. It's slash First Responders is slash where you're going to find all of the information.
I'm sorry. I'm reading it verbatim here. I shouldn't do that. That's my apologies.
It's all good.
So go there because what I'm going to point you to, if you are also thankful for our first responders, is the fact that there's a group called Responder Rescue out there, a local charity that provides assistance to these first responders who've been injured or become ill or, you know, had some sort of traumatic situation and their other resources have been exhausted. This is like a safety net for our first responders. So there's a link on there for you and you can click on there and see what they do at Responder Rescue. And we're still looking at a special event we're trying to put together for them at the end of this month. So stay tuned. We're hoping we got an event where you can come out and see us and donate, you know, have breakfast or something. And with a portion of those proceeds going to first responders, we're still working on the details. So stay tuned for that. But we've got it. We got it coming up for you. So go to the website. By the way, I should mention, our podcast. People may not be familiar with that, Tricia.
That is correct, but they should be. It's great.
Yeah. How is that?
Because all of the good stuff is on there. You can get it at radio.com or anywhere you subscribe to podcasts. And yeah, we've got it all up there. Everything we do.
And if you're like Tricia, you can listen while you're cleaning.
Yes. It makes cleaning so much better. It's a game changer.
It does. Yeah, it does.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Simple task.
Just makes the time go by.
Heck yeah.
Because I'm an angry cleaner. I'm not happy if I'm cleaning, but if I'm listening to a podcast, you know, mm-hmm. it just makes it go by faster. You don't realize you're doing something that you hate because you're listening to something that you love.
And it's sort of like a more compact version of the show. If you don't get to listen to all 4 hours, you can podcast us and pick it up later.
Yep.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Yep. And radio.com is really cool because they just added the rewind function. So if you decide to just listen on radio.com, you can now, like live, you can now pause it
awesome?
And go back.
It's great feature. With
live radio. Isn't that insane?
That is awesome. Like, it's like a DVR.
Groundbreaking.
On yeah. No mm-hmm. kidding. That's I'd seen the email about that, but I didn't understand
it's
the gravity
cool.
of it.
You can pause it. Yeah. When you say something is brilliant, like you always do, then people can say, wait a minute, what was that? I need to use it later. And then rewind.
It's like having
and
your
get
own
it again.
Hotkey.
Yeah, or you take
like,
a you take you have to take a phone call. You have to go to a business meeting. You can pause Mark
Come
Cox.
Yeah.
His wife wants one of those buttons. And then you can go back and listen to some of the brilliance later. So it's perfect.
Exactly.
What do you
Good
think,
news
Michelle?
For everybody.
Michelle had one of those buttons you just never hear from.
She
me
wants
again.
A mute button. She needs a Mark Cox remote.
Don't give her any ideas, please. Can I just tell you that?
She just wants you speaking regular English and, you know, with no accents.
I think one of her favorite lines is, Mark, use your indoor voice.
Do you have one of those?
I do. I swear I do.
Sometimes I think, why is he yelling at me? But you're not.
He's just
I'm
talking.
Not. I just talk loud. I swallowed a speaker as a small child. Yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.